Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Yeah, I just want to
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the S&M Confession extension of the S&M show. I'm Misha. And I have a wonderful co-host.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
no,
I can
nobody.
Hear you.
Okay, I was just checking to make sure people can hear me. I just finished crying listening to Drake. I text all my exes while Drake was playing. I fault whoever picked this song. Now I got to answer all the text messages. Okay.
But wait, I thought you... Oh, okay. You good?
I'm good. I just wipe my tears right now.
All right. While I hand him some Kleenex, let me make sure that I go ahead and big up our mama show, the S&M show. I hope you guys catch up with that every Wednesday night from 10 to 12. But today we're getting a little bit more personal with S&M Confessions. We're the crew that gets in your business a little bit more.
I don't get nobody's business.
Oh, yeah, he's a regular church going.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, everybody.
Tonight, after he gets out of Bible study, we're going to hang out with BR for Money and Violence. Plus, we have a member hot seat. So that should be fun. Everybody, make sure you call in and you get in that person's business when you find out who it is. You done? That's all the Kleenex you need. We all right, Mr. Smith?
Yes. I opened up a bottle of what I thought was believed to be apple juice, but suddenly it became Hennessy. I don't know why, but I just kept drinking it. And I'm feeling real, happy to be here right now. Apple juice tastes real good. I just wanted to tell everybody that. If what time is it? 9:05, 9:06, whatever time it is. I want you to go out to your nearest store, and I want you to buy some apple juice. And I want you to drink it all.
What's in your apple juice, Mr. Smith?
I don't know. Somebody said it was Hennessy.
Oh, okay. I thought so. Why are you
Maybe.
Offering me none?
I'll save you some apple juice.
I get the leftovers.
Are you rolling on the ground right now? The phone is going
rolling
in and out.
No, absolutely not. I'm just chilling. Yeah, my chair. Can you hear me?
I can Verizon guy. I can hear you now.
All right. So, what's been on your mind lately? What can the listeners talk to us about today?
Like you said, we have the guy from Money and Violence. I don't know his character.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, BR Black Rob. No, not Black Rob. But we have a guy.
No, not him at all.
Named BR from Money and Violence. I've never watched the show, so hopefully...
I have. I'm a big fan. Wow, catch up, Sam.
Tell me in brief what the show is about. Like, if you had 10 seconds, you had to tell me what the show is about. Go right now.
Wow, I got to say, it's the show's tagline, Welcome to the Old Brooklyn. It's basically, follows a bunch of people on a journey through the hood. There are many different storylines that all kind of tie together.
Are there any white people on the show?
There are not any white people on the show.
That show is racist. Right. They need to have white people. We need to have balance in our TV shows. And I'm telling you, listen, if they get a white person on the show, it'll be the hit. Remember the game? Remember the white girl from the game?
My goodness.
I was just saying, I think we need some Snow Whites.
Are there white people in the hood in Brooklyn? I'm trying to, Alex, are you there?
White people have gentrified Brooklyn now. So now it's all white people.
And very I'm from Long Island, so.
Well, Long Island, there's a lot of white people out there, so that's all you see.
Yeah. See, I don't know Brooklyn like that, but the show is very catchy.
It's very black.
It is, but I'm proud of them. Let me tell you why. They have one camera, They have one guy writing the show. Nobody is a trained actor. In 7 months, they wrote films and put out an entire series on YouTube and have, I think they're over the, they went way over the million viewer mark.
We need a round of applause for Black people right now.
We do.
We do need a round of applause for Black people. Give me a round of applause for Black people. Thank you. Give it up for the Black people. And then, outside of Money and Violence, we have another guest. I don't know how he pronounced his name. Is it Af King Azik? I don't know.
Ah, King Kizza. He's just, it's written backwards on Facebook.
King Kizza, that's the name?
Yes.
All right. We are definitely going to, I don't know. If you know the guy, then you know what it is. If you don't know the guy, then I'm just going to warn you right now. He's animated.
He is, and I will say I love getting in his business every chance I get because he's got some fantastic stories. So if you want to call in, remember to call the number 347-857-4302 and then press 1 to speak with us or the guests, okay? Don't forget to press 1. You'll just be sitting there listening to us, okay?
And also, if you also have a question, you can post it in the thread. Asking whomever questions. You could ask me questions. You could ask Mimi. You could ask BR for Money and Violence. You could ask King Azik King Killer. I don't know his name. He has like a Swiss Army knife of names. But you could ask him. What's been going on with you? We hear that you are moving. What's going on?
I am coming back to New York City. I can no longer stand the ratchetness that is Atlanta. We're gonna bring back my roots.
Is it the juicy men that are making you leave Atlanta?
Oh my gosh. Well, that's one problem. But there are many more. Maybe the school districts aren't that amazing. Real Housewives of Atlanta and Love and Hip Hop Atlanta shot here. You know, all kinds of things that would deter you from ever wanting to stay in the city.
Yes, the fake reality shows. That's what's up. How often do you see women getting like fake jobs, like fake breasts, fake face, fake nipples, fake butts?
It's all over down here because it's really like there's a huge stripper culture. And even the bottle service girls, like you're not even dancing or you're not even the center of attention. You're not even the bartender. You're just bringing the bottles to the people that are trying to look important and, you know, all kinds of fake ass, you know, 4 foot eyelash weave type shit.
So these are the Instagram girls that work to the VIP section with the, like, fireworks in their hand with bottles.
Yeah, that's them. That's the bottle girls right there.
I saw nightclubs had smoke detectors.
Got them, you know. No kind of serious position. Probably, you know, making a couple dollars per hour plus tips, but they can spend that money on boobs and butts.
Hey, I'm not knocking bottle girls. Okay. My thing is, I don't want you coming next to me with 4th of July fireworks because let's say I want to come to the club with a jerry curl and the fireworks sparkle hits my hair and then I'm like,
you know what, while you're letting, Ms. Smith, while you're letting your soul glow, let me go ahead and bring on my favorite Money and Violence character, BR. You with us? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you guys.
Thank you for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Definitely. I appreciate being here.
So, I'm a watcher. My co-host is not, so we'll have different levels of questions for you. I'll go ahead and let Mr. Smith go first so he can kind of familiarize himself with the show and your character. So, go ahead.
Hey, BR, first off, I want you to tell the listeners, what does BR stand for?
BR stands for Black Repatriation.
Wait, Black what?
Repatriation.
Okay, that sounds like a big word. I need you to tell the listeners, what does that word mean? Because I'm lost.
That's deep. You guys want me to go in deep, huh?
You got a name. I'll say BR. What does BR stand for? It just stands for, like, Black Ribs. I don't know what it stands for. I need you to tell the listeners, what does BR, like, you, this is who you are. So we want to know who BR is.
I mean, BR started off as just BR Molly, as Breeze, actually. My name was started off as Breeze, and people would call me BR for short, for Breeze. Mm-hmm. And it was too much people in the game calling themselves Breeze. They got Jody Breeze, they got Chris Breezy, they got too much Breeze. So I just said, you know what, I'm not going with Breeze anymore. But just I got so used to people calling me BR, and my name was BR for so long, by them just calling me that for short, I'm like, I'm just going to keep BR. But at the same time, I was, like, always wanting to sort of, like, not say rebel against so much that was going on, just display something different. Just display something different in the game, just being different. Being angry with everything that was going on with dudes that claim that they're gangster, they're real. It's just having me, I just wanted to show what real is and what being a real man is. Because if you're a gangster, or if you're a gang member, if you Crip, if you Blood, whatever it is that you want to claim to be, you're supposed to be a man before you anything and before anything. So
right.
I'm trying to.
Okay. Have you ever shot anybody? I just want to know.
You don't ask him to incriminate himself on the right.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. You don't got to answer that. You don't answer that.
Put your cup down, Mr. Smith. All right, BR. So, as I told you, I do follow the show. I think it's absolutely nuts and amazing that you guys were able to put together such a big project in, what was it, 7 months total?
Yeah, 6 months.
How did you meet, or how do you know the creators of the show? Was it networking through your music? Because you do music as well.
Yeah.
How did you meet everyone?
Actually, Mo isn't someone that I actually knew. It's just I used to hang out with his little cousins, so we was familiar with each other by seeing each other in the neighborhood and throughout the neighborhood by us being in the same neighborhood. I just knew someone named Versatile XL, that his brother is G, that plays General on the show.
Okay.
And he hit me up saying that they wanted artists to do soundtracks, upcoming artists, independent artists to do soundtracks for this independent show that they're putting out. I'm like, all right, cool. And then they asked me, he called me back. He's like, yo, are you Jamaican? I'm like, yeah. He was like, you know how to talk that shit? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yo, come try to do this acting shit. Like, you want to try it out? I'm like, all right, cool, because I've always wanted to try acting, but just never got the opportunity. Being I used to live in California for, like, 5 years as well, and it's kind of different in California. It's hard. There's so much people out there trying that same thing. There's so many people in California trying to be actors, so it's just hard in California. It's not as easy as people make it is. But, yeah, so once the opportunity came, I just took it and I tried it, and it just became something more than, you know, I expected. I was supposed to die. They told me when I came in, it was like, yo, we just need you for this two scenes, and, you know, we're going to kill you. So don't run away or nothing, you know, from the scene, from the episode that
why
you got to
put. Why the black people? Goodness.
It's all black people, Mr. Smith. Hush.
So what? They don't need to kill all black people. Listen. My question is, as a non-viewer of the show, because, again, I've never heard of this show until, you know, the group that I was in on Facebook. But tell us about your character, and secondly, how closely is the character that you portray compared to your actual life?
you are crazy.
That I am.
Ha ha ha.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
Did we lose him?
He got shot.
Oh, no. Where's Mac Dion?
Wait, he got shot? Oh, don't tell me he got shot while doing the show. No.
Hello?
He's alive. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. I don't know if you got the last question. You got the question that I asked?
Nah, the phone went blank. I had to call back in.
Oh, okay.
You coming from the basement?
the question
was, tell us about your character and how closely related is the character to your life. The reason why I ask is because so that you portray, do you feel that you're jumping into character? Do you feel that you're actually acting, or do you feel that you're basically being yourself?
No, I was acting. That's not who I really am. I'm not that crazy. I mean, as far as, you know, someone dying that's close to me in my real life, I mean, who wouldn't react like that, though? You know what I'm saying? If someone close to you had died in your life, well, how would you react?
All right, so tell us about your character. Who's your character on the show?
On the show, I was known as BR. BR is my real name as far as my artist name. They made me keep my artist name on the show. And I'm a Jamaica yardie that came from Jamaica that just came down as a goon, as a hitman. Just come down to do one thing, is just to kill. And to come down to avenge this kid that was killed in the park. So I only had one motive, which is to kill. And that's what I came to, the Avengers number one. And I ended up getting into problems with the team that I came to work for. And things didn't go according. I wasn't feeling how the one general was operating the team as far as his decisions. So we started bumping heads and things got crazy. And now I'm beefing with them as well. So, you know, that's it. I'm like the outcast. I'm the rebel as far as the squad and the yardies.
Okay.
So I have a question for you. You seem believable, you know, passionate with your role. Is that kind of how you, do you have kind of like a rebel against authority type of personality in real life? Because I can tell that,
yes,
you know, once they tell you, okay, you're not following our rules, and you're like, sir, you guys called me out here, like, let me do me. So is that kind of how you've always been?
Yeah, I'm a stand up guy. I stand for what's right. I don't stand for nothing less. I'm not somebody that you can think that. I'm not a pushover. Like, no one can easily push me. In any way, I think they could down me in any way, or, you know, just as far as that, I always felt like I had to just stand strong. Make a statement and make stand strong on anything I believe.
Okay,
all right, cool.
Yeah.
Let's say Steven Spielberg has a little black side piece, right? And she's like, hey, I want you to watch Plenty of Violence. And he watches it and he says, you know what? I want to pick this up and I want to make a movie. But he says he wants to recast your character, and you have the power to pick the actor besides yourself. Who would you pick to play your character and why?
To tell you the truth, I don't see anybody out there that could play my character as right now. There's no one that they compare me with to the movie Shotas, and they say that I'm like the new Teddy Bruckshot, and it's like, you know what I'm saying, but he's the closest, I'll say. Yeah, he's the closest, and nobody else. So.
But what about Lorenz Tate and Old Dog in Man Society? Would you say there's a comparison between the two?
Nah, not at all.
Nah, Old Dog's like a loose cannon. I think BR kind of has it together. He just, you know.
Old Dog was a wild dude. He didn't care. He was reckless with his. I'm not reckless with mine. At the end, if you do watch the show, there was a little kid. I came for revenge to kill the general. I saw the general. He came and walked out in front of the building, but also walked out with a child. Once I saw the kid with him, I no longer proceeded. It was another time. It's gonna, you know, and that happened eventually.
Okay, so with everything great, whether it be, you know, sports like LeBron, he's a great ball player. But of course, they're gonna compare him to Jordan. So this show is great. They say Money and Violence is trying to be picked up by multiple networks. What show would you closely compare it to? Would you say it's something like The Wire? Would you say it's something like Oz? Would you say it's something like, you know, Power? Like, how would you, like as a non-viewer, if you were to sell the show, you would say this show is something like blank.
I can't compare it to too much shows, but I can say it's something somewhat close to The Wire, but not exact, because it's more raw. It's raw. It's not hiding as much. It's not as washed down as those shows are. It's raw.
When you say raw, have there been any sex scenes? I'm just asking for research.
No sex scenes.
Yeah, but there
right.
I don't know if you've seen any of the interviews that are posted along with the Plenty of Violence episodes on YouTube, but Mo is very careful not to do sex scenes and stuff like that, because he's not about to objectify any women in the series.
Yes.
The sex scenes are cut out.
Okay, so if you guys cut the sex scenes out, how realistic is the show?
I mean, the show is based on Mo's life. Moses is his name. He plays as Rafe. Plays Rafe.
Moses.
His life.
Moses, as in the Bible character, Moses.
Yes, that's how you spell it.
Moses was a thug. No, I'm just messaging you. Go ahead.
Not all of everything, you know, it just depicts a aspect of his life that you know, that's all the show is showing, you know. And then at the same time, he has an opportunity to send out a message to our community, which is, you know, these, like I said from before, the young dudes that claim to be gangsters or gang members. It's showing everybody on a broad scale what's going on in our neighborhoods, and what they think is what kids need to learn is how to be a man. A lot of these gangsters or these kids in the street, all they're looking for is guidance. They're looking for guidance. They need someone like Rafe in their life to always drop jewels on them and to show them what's right and wrong, because they're lost out here. So that's what Money and Violence is really about. It's a lot of violence, but it doesn't glorify the violence. If we pay attention to the dialogue, there's a message behind it all.
We got Lady Steele waiting on the line. Lady Steele, did you have any questions for BR while you're here?
Oh, I have a ton of questions. Remember that these questions are from the people, okay? So, hi, BR.
Hello.
Okay, so these are really pressing matters that we want answers to. Like, for instance, what is your status right now? Are you single, taken, creeping? Do you eat groceries? What is your ideal woman? And basically, do you do backdoor?
Oh, and if you want to add one more question, can your host Misha play in your hair just one time? That's another pressing question.
Oh, also, and are you a fan of phone sex? You have a nice voice.
No, I've never done phone sex, no.
So, like, popping that chair.
I mean, Lady Steele's an expert.
The ladies want to know, do you eat the groceries?
Nah, I don't eat the groceries, not the booty, nah.
Wait, he didn't tell us that's why he was single. Hold on. That's the important part.
Not even by accident.
By accident.
Do you penetrate it?
Don't be shy.
I'm waiting for the answer.
Yeah, kind of asking me some personal questions, yeah.
Them show, my dear. We weren't going to be talking Bible study.
I have a question. If you're eating a girl's box, right, and she just so happens to slide the groceries and it touches your mouth. Like, wait a minute, hold on. Would you stop or would you continue? Because the groceries already hit your mouth. So...
Boy,
technically,
I would never be there. That's the start. I would never be right there.
But she slipped the groceries to your mouth. It touched your mouth. Technically, you ate the groceries.
I'm assuming he's one of them that holds the weight so that he has all the control. So she can't scoot. But seriously, ideal woman. We want to know.
Ideal woman? A loyal woman, a woman that's down to earth, knows how to cook. At the same time, she knows what it is to be independent, smart. She can keep up. She can hold a great conversation.
Society's waiting to see, like, physically, because everybody wants to slide in your DM, so they're trying to, you know, see what criteria they could check off.
Excuse me?
Yes, I can ask a question.
Do you like them tall, short, skinny, fat, almost fat?
I was just about to ask that, because, you know, I'm 5'10", so I got to check.
I'm 5'10 myself, but I don't discriminate, like.
All right, so let me ask you, if you don't discriminate, would you smash 127-pound pinky or would you smash 227-pound pinky?
I don't have a preference. It's just, it's a mind. I go for the mind. The personality is what captures me.
So you would smash the 227-pound mind pinky?
I mean, I don't discriminate. The woman is big. Like, big woman, 11, too. So I don't.
Okay.
I ain't.
All right, cool. What's the smallest girl you've been with, and what's the biggest girl you've been with?
The smallest is about 120, 125. Real slim, petite.
What about the biggest?
The biggest I've been with is, let's say about 225, 220, around there.
Okay.
Big girl.
All right, the all-important question, BR. Are we all about the, are we the boob guy or are we the ass man?
No, I'm not the ass man.
Okay.
Good job.
Well, that sucks for me.
It's all about the groceries.
You and those groceries. All right, well, anything else anybody has to ask BR? We got to do it real quick because we have this hot seat coming up. Any more?
No, but thank you so much for coming on the show. You're like awesome. I'll DM you and we'll get this phone sex session going, okay?
You have to. I'm telling you, she's a pro.
I'm gonna start watching the show now.
Definitely.
Yes, we'll make him catch up.
I'm going to start watching now. Definitely. I'm seriously going to, like, support the show now.
And we're We're definitely looking out for season two. I'm not gonna press you about when season two will be out, but we'll definitely be checking for you. And again, thank you so much for being on the show.
I too. So if you need somebody to get murdered, you hit me up. I know how to die real good.
Okay, just check. We always need people to kill. Well, thank you, thank you. It was a pleasure. I enjoyed my time on the show with you guys.
And we enjoyed you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right.
You too.
Don't get sad.
Do we have King Kiz on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Kiz, what's going on?
What's up with you all?
Not too much. Everybody, as you can see now, our hot seat guest is Kizza. So fire off your questions. I know I'll be firing off some questions. Mrs. Smith has
It's Kizza, actually. It's Kizza.
Yes, please correct me, because I know I hate when people mispronounce my name. So absolutely.
I thought the name was Asking before, and he changed it.
I've always been Untamable, though, you know. So I've always gone by Untamable for a while. But since Facebook has told me to change my name to my original name, I had to change it. So it is what it is right now.
Okay.
So I have the first question, just because I've known you through different groups on Facebook, kind of have a little background story on you. You're very adventurous. What age did you find out that you were just like, fuck it, I'm about that life? When did you know that you were just a sexual beast?
Now, you got to clarify what a sexual beast is first before you hit.
I didn't know it till after, like, my second year of college. Shit, that's when shit started really popping off. Because I didn't eat pussy until, like, I was 19, so.
And when did you lose your virginity?
I was just fucking, and that was basically it. I mean, girlfriend after girlfriend, but other than that, I didn't really get into really wild shit until, like, college days hit you, and you know you meet a whole different vibe of sisters and from every little state and shit, and they all, like, you know, they boxes like really horny, and you know they get away from home and they want to,
yeah,
you know, they want to, you know, they want to act grown now, you know what I'm saying? They want to act grown, so hey, I treat them like a grown, like they're grown, so hey, I was just fucking, but until I ran into some sisters that really told me some shit. That's when this shit went, like, into another dimension for me. So I wouldn't call myself a beast until, like, after I really learned from years of, you know, my, after my interaction with them. Because I was still a little bit hesitant from eating the groceries at the time when they was telling me, you know, eat, you know, you got to eat the woman ass and, you know, allow a woman to eat your ass. You know, I'm like, yo, for real?
Wow. I didn't know there was a time that you were ever timid. Wow, I thought that you were just, like, about that life from the go.
I had to get taught some shit, too. You know, everybody had to get taught. You know, I mean, I've always had, you know, a sexual mentality growing up. I mean, my adopted mom, you know what I'm saying? She was like a swinger, her and her husband. So, I mean, I've actually heard them, like, you know, swapping out with their little and their thing or whatever. But other than that, I really didn't start really getting totally into myself sexually until after that 1994 year. So, and that's when everything opened up, you know, with how I am now. So.
So with listeners listening in, when you say how I am now, when Ish got real, like, define, tell them how it is now, like the stuff that you do, because as a listener, they're like, oh, he just lets the chick eat his groceries.
Well, I am now, being that I really don't have no no hang-ups to what a woman, and a man do sexually. So, no matter what anyone says. So, I mean, it's all about pleasure. I mean, if you ain't in the sex game for pleasure, I don't even know why you fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, everybody's got a it's a pleasure thing. So, I mean, dudes always, you know, you got mad dudes that say they fuck a bitch for like mad hours don't bust shit. Is that chick supposed to be happy because you didn't bust, but you fuck her for mad hours? No, that shit don't. I mean, dudes think they muncho with that shit though. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't get off on shit like that. I'd rather get off with a woman that's, if she can pleasure me, and I can pleasure her within 2-3 hours, boom, continuously, we had a good ass sex session. You know what I'm saying?
You know? So give me an average or above average scenario with a sexual encounter with you and another woman.
Well, depending, I mean, if her mind is like open like mine, I tell you, the sister and I will more likely, you know, I mean, because I am dominant also, so, but, because, I mean, being that I can, I mean, being that I'll be the submissive, at, you know, when she wants to just like, you know, when she give me head, you know, I'm gonna mention, like, tongue fuck my ass, you know, I'm gonna want her to, like, go down to my, balls and shit, and probably stick a tongue in my ass or whatever. So, you know, the shit feels good, man. So, I mean, but that's the all about pleasure that I'm about. So, I mean, if chicks about it, it's all good. If they not, it's all good. Cause I don't force nothing on nobody. I mean, I'm gonna get it regardless. So, but I don't knock nobody's sexual thing they into though. So I mean, chicks, you know, but the chicks I've met, man, over the years, they've really, you know, they the ones that opened me up. I learned from the sisters. I mean, really, I gotta give it to the sisters that I've come in contact that it really, because people think I was just the one that came about with all this freaky high mighty sexual shit. No.
Blame it on the women. Okay.
I mean, one of my girlfriends is the one that, you know, actually, you know, mentioned golden showers to me. I mean, this is one of my chicks back in high school, and we hooked back up years later after, and I didn't know she was so freaking wild. And, I mean, we were just fucking for like mad hours at times, and
golden showers, as in involving urinating, correct?
Yeah.
You peed on her, or her peeing on you?
She peed on me. She peed on my dick first, and then I was, you know, she peed on my dick. Oh yeah, it was warm.
I was about to say, what's that sensation like? Well, what does it do for you?
I mean, everything is to me is like, I mean, I got a kinky side, so shit like that, like, is like mad kinky to me, you know what I'm saying? So I got a lot of kinky fetishes and shit, you know. That shit like just turned me, you know, just aroused me a little bit, you know. Just, you know, I mean, it didn't at first, but I didn't give a damn. I mean, she pissed. So I was like, okay, I'm with it. Fuck it, why not? You know, let's do this.
Oh. All right, cool.
Okay.
Has she ever taken a dump on you?
No, she didn't. But a few other chicks have, man. But a few other chicks have. Hey, man, how that came about, I was eating the groceries real good. I ain't going to lie, man. I ain't going to even front. I was eating the groceries of one of my chicks really, really good. And I told her, you know, her ass is so miraculous, man. It's like, man, we was just in the zone, and she was already mad, coming and everything. I mean, squirting everywhere, and she was like, and she even told me, she was like, your tongue is so far in my ass, you're gonna make me shit on myself. And I'm like, so, do what you gotta do.
So, you literally, You literally ate shit.
Yes.
What?
Oh,
my stomach
I didn't eat it literally then, because like at that time, it was like a turd hit my head, and then my nose, and then it toppled my nose again and down to my lip, and then I was just like, from there I was
okay.
just like in it.
Okay, so once you was like shit literally, but once the shit hit your mouth, you tasted it. Did it taste like a brownie? Did it taste like a stale flicker?
Oh,
did it taste like a brownie?
What is
funny as hell? Oh man, nah, it was kind of chewy though, know, man. It was chewy though.
You chewed on it?
Yeah, I chewed it. Why not?
What was the texture? Was it like bread?
I mean, it's moist. I mean, depending on what she ate. I mean, at times, I mean, I don't like them chunky ass, like hard peanut butter cup type crunchy. I mean, like constipated type. Constipated logs. I mean, if her bowels is real good, you know, loose a little bit, she's gonna cream. Her turds are gonna be like creamy out. You know what I'm saying? Like some creamy. So those are pretty
okay.
good.
All right, so this might be.
Mrs. Smith,
yes.
We got a caller. 8721,
okay.
You're on the line. Hello?
Hi.
Yo.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think that I was going to be on the phone. I was just
Well,
listening.
Here you are. Do you have a question?
Yeah. So, when you, Jesus, this blows my mind. So, when you tasted the shit that was in your mouth, like, why didn't you stop?
I was going already. I didn't. My zone was just like in a mind frame of this is what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? I didn't give a damn because it was coming out of her beautiful, luscious, audacious ass, and I was in it, and so, and it was just, and I was licking the shit that. Rolled down to her leg and everything. I mean, fuck some tissue. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, look, you know, and she even loved it too. She was just like, you just a nasty motherfucker that just matches my nasty ass. And I tell you the truth, I posted her before two times in our groups, but she was in the last SNS for a minute. But,
So I have a question. I feel like everyone has kind of danced around this one, but I want to get in your business, and there's 12 minutes left. So
go ahead, do your thing.
Wait, did you smoke in first?
I happen to know that you enjoy pegging with females only. We understand that part. Who introduced you to that? Was that a girlfriend? Was it a chick that was
remember
shit?
When I mentioned I learned a lot in during my college years. So,
what were you,
being
an old girl, or was it a
hoe? No, it was the same time when I first started eating pussy, and the chicks stuck her finger in my ass, and then the tongue and everything. And one chick later had pulled out a dildo, a vibrating dildo, and she eased it up in my ass, and literally I did jump. This shit felt really weird. But they just kept telling me, you know what I'm saying, we want to get you guys, you know, we want to relax you know what I'm saying, and get you into the mindset how you men like to treat, and like to pleasure us women, we want to pleasure you too to the utmost. So I was, in a way, I was like kind of feeling it, and so I was game for it, so I didn't give a fuck. So I was like, yeah, these are some honeys that know what they're doing, I guess, you know what I'm saying, because, I mean, I was coming like a motherfucker, so it was all feeling good. So from there, I learned, you know, I started taking dildo in my ass, you know, and but they weren't at first to actually strap on and do me, you know what I'm saying? I did that back in my ex-wife started doing that in 2001.
All right, I have a question. What is the largest size dildo that you've ever taken? And also, are you aware that it is an artificial penis?
Yeah, I'm very aware of what it is. You know, I bought them myself for my chicks at times. You know, and I don't mind going to get them. You know, but I've taken a 9-inch.
Oh wow!
I've taken a 9-inch.
Once it's in there
a little bit. I mean, it's not like she just, you know, she just put it in there and I'm taking it. You know, but no, it's. You know, I've, you know, got my preparation up and everything, you know, like that, whatever. But once she's in there and she's got it in there with a rhythm, hey, man, it feels good. It feels good. I can basically handle it.
Are you ever constipated?
No, my bowels is real good. My bowels is good. I do all natural colonics with all kind of watermelon and everything, so it's I have no problem with my bowel.
You put watermelon in your ass?
No, man, watermelon diuretic, man.
Oh.
A woman has eaten Chico sticks and bananas and fruit out of my ass. But no.
A chick ate a Chico stick at it. That is amazing. That is so, like, hood sexy right now. He said a Chico stick. Okay, so I have a question for you, because I know that you're kind of you don't do the tied down, like, monogamy type thing anymore, do you? You don't just have, like, one girlfriend. Do you have labels at all, or is it anybody can come and do what they please?
Well,
or?
I actually have several highly potential women that I've come in contact with over the years, and really getting into, you know, more of a not just sexual, you know, part of life. If we're going to advance, it's more than that, you know what I mean? So, I'm highly sexual, but I got a lot of other things that match my sexualness too on a high level also in various areas. So, I don't agree with monogamy at all. I never did. So, being that my first sexual experience and most of growing up in with being very open to girlfriends, you know, in my earlier years, I've always been open to my, you know, having a girlfriend here and being open to having another girlfriend along with her. But I mean, even though some of our chicks wasn't with it, I didn't force them into like just having sex with me or having a threesome with me when I was younger. But monogamy, I'm just not with it. So I don't knock who with it, but it's, I'm not with the one-on-one relationship.
Very quickly, because when are you going to make me a new video?
I can make you another one soon.
Make sure you wear something sexy.
You know I could do that for you.
We have another caller, right?
Say again?
I said make sure you're wearing a nice set of panties and bra.
Okay, I got that for you. I will do that.
Okay, we have another caller for you. The last four digits, 9223. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hi, do you have a question?
Yes, I actually have two questions.
The first one is,
what is the most kinkiest or, like, freakiest, nastiest thing you've ever done? And the second question is, considering how open you are with your lifestyle, has it ever brought bisexual or gay men in your direction? And if so, considering you do take dildos in the ass with women, I'm sure it may pique a man's interest if you've ever been approached by a man, and how did you handle that?
Actually, I've never been approached by a dude. I mean, dudes have, like, just looked at me and, you know, they, you know, when I've, because my physique is, you know, immaculate, you know, doing the workouts or whatever, doing certain parts of the training, get stared down by certain dudes, but they never really just approach me into a, you know, like, you know, I want to, and they want to, you know, tap into you type of thing or whatever. So, nah. But, What was the first question?
What was the kinkiest or nastiest thing you've ever done?
Wow. I have to take it back to when a girlfriend, the same girlfriend that we rekindled after a couple of few years of high school, and I went back to Detroit. She had rounded up some of her girlfriends for like a orgy, and they literally, I mean, we fucked for throughout the day and night, night and day. I mean, but other than that, I mean, we literally had a, it was more like a, to say a big, you know, pissy fuck fest, because we was pissing on everybody. We was pissing on each other like crazy.
Oh, wow.
And that was before the scat years, you know what I'm saying? That was before the, you know, before I even delved into, scat years of shit. So, but being that they were voluptuous and, you know, different sizes and you know, chocolate bunnies, I mean, we was just all in the front room, living room of my apartment, and it was just like, I mean, it was like all seven of us was just having massive fucking fun, like nasty, kinky fucking fun, and I laid down and pussies just all over me, pissing all on me, you know, in my face, on my dick, you know, riding me, So it was just, that was a birthday celebration, so.
Wow. That's very interesting. Well, we've gotta go ahead and wrap up the show. I thank our guests so much for being on BR for Money and Violence. Kiza for being our hot seat member. Again, thank you so much for tuning into S&M Confessions. Go ahead and tune in again on Wednesdays for the S&M shows, 10 to 12. Shout out to Lady Steele and Brooklyn Black. Love you guys for letting us act up tonight. And my crazy ass co-host, Mr. Smith. Did you enjoy yourself today?
Yes, I'm trying to find some more apple juice.
Oh, okay. Well, you go find that and sip on that. Do you have any goodbyes to say?
Oh, me or the guest?
No, you. Get your Kleenex back out. I hear some more Drake.
Yeah, you know what? Now I got to respond to all these exes that I hit up now. So I don't know. What should I say? Should I say, you know, I was hacked? Because that's the best go-to.
That's what we got to say.
I think I'm going to say I was hacked because I didn't mean it. It was just the power of Drake and his feelings, and now I'm in my feelings. So, you know, I got to respond to them now.
Well, you know I'm here for you, okay?
Thank you.
Kleenex and everything.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to S&M Confessions tonight with me, Misha, and Mr. Smith. Good night.
Fuck being on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. They be on that rap to pay the bill shit. And I don't feel that shit, not even a little bit. Oh, Lord, know yourself, know your worth, nigga. My actions being louder than my words, nigga. How you sold, I been still sold down to earth, nigga. Niggas won't do it, we can do it on the turf, nigga. Oh, Lord, I'm the rookie and the vet. Shout out to the bitches I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keep scrolling to the left, dawg. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm way up. Yeah, the six ain't friendly, but that's where I lay up. Shit a motherfucking layup. I been Steph Curry with the shot, been cooking with the sauce, Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Hey, who the fuck them niggas is, boy? OVO, man, we really with the shits, boy. Yeah, really with the shits. I should probably sign a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy. Fuck all that Drake, you gotta chill shit. I be on my little mouse drill shit. Fuck all that rap to pay your bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers, pay my bills shit. All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Nico basement, putting working on the phones. Either that or drop the money mark to make the pickups. Man, it's 2008, I'm trying to paint the picture. Comeback season in the works and now I'm thinking bigger. I got 40 in the studio, every night, late night. Gotta watch that shit, don't wanna make them sicker. That's my nigga, oh lord. Got a whole lot to show for it. I mean, we could really get it, we could go for it. I'm just here for the bucks and the billies, nigga. Don't make me kill one of the ghosts for it. I run this shit, they like, go for us. Run for us, run for us, go for us. Yeah, I mean, y'all already wrote for us. Damn, nigga, what's one more quote for us? Oh, Lord, who else sounding like this? They ain't made me what I am, they just found me like this. I was ready. Fuck that, I've been ready since my dad used to tell me he would come into the house to get me. He ain't show. Valuable lesson, man, I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you niggas, and do it for myself. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga.
Whole squad on the real.